So about 3 months ago, I started this project that I thought was going to be pretty simple. I thought I'd be able to finish it in about a week. And I've spent the last 3 months, most of my extra time really late at night or early in the morning, getting up and working on this project that I'm really passionate about. So I work a good amount with people that have what I'm going to term problematic sexual behavior. So you may know of this as a sexual addiction or out of control sexual behavior. Those are two of the main terms that people use when talking about this type of issue. They're really just kind of one and the same, but there are pros and cons to using the term sexual addiction or using the term out of control sexual behavior. And I really don't want to get into all the details of, you know, those pros and cons. The issue isn't that, isn't the semantics, isn't the terminology. The issue really is the way in which these people and those that are near and dear to them are impacted by this problematic sexual behavior. So my project that I was working on that I really thought was going to be just a week and I was going to, get this product out there on Instagram and other social media outlets for people to be able to access to help them when they're struggling with a sexual addiction or out of control sexual behavior. And I thought, okay, it's not going to take me that much time to write up those things that are the most crucial, the most vital things that impact somebody's that are game changers for problematic sexual behavior. What are all the things that are helpful for someone that's struggling with this problematic sexual behavior? I thought, okay, I'll write all those down. I'll describe them, and I'll give people some things to think about, some things to write about, journal about, or talk with others about related to these important main topics, concepts related to a sexual addiction or out of control sexual behavior, right? That should only take me a week. These are people that I work with kind of day in and day out on. I mean, most of my days I have someone that has this type of issue that will come in and meet with me, and then I have a multiplicity of all the other presenting problems, but this is a pretty main one. So I thought it should be fairly easy for me to write these down, descriptions, things for people to work on related to these important topics. And as I started to write down and take note of those things that I work on with clients in therapy that are struggling with sexual addiction or problematic sexual behavior, that list started to grow. Those things that are vital, that are essential, that are so core to true transformation. As I started to write those things down, that list started to grow, and I came up with 24. Things, 24 concepts is how I started writing about it, talking about it in what was going to be this pretty short handout to people. And it started out to be this short handout that I was going to make available to people, and then it expanded from there. And I really wanted to keep it super simple. And I thought I can do a really good job of taking these concepts that I work on that have, you know, research associated with them, that have lots of experience and time in the therapy room with me and other people working with those that struggle with this problematic sexual behavior, that have, you know, that evidence behind it, that these are the things that really cause this or create this transformation for people. So I really tried to simplify them into these 24 concepts, and as I was doing that, I thought, well, it would be really helpful not just to, you know, put the concept out there and write a little bit about it. I need to write a little bit more detail so that somebody that's really struggling with this, that really needs help, can dig in a little bit more, can kind of sink their teeth into a little bit more outside of just here's the concept and here's a paragraph about that concept. And so the paragraphs turned into multiple pages. And then I thought, you know, it would be what would be really helpful for people is if they had some concrete steps, concrete things that they could work on related to each of these 24 concepts. And so I was feeling pretty good about that, and I wrote a lot of questions down for people to think about, for them to journal or write about. And I thought, oh, I'm creating a workbook. You know, that's what I'm creating. I'm creating this workbook, and the pages just continued to build and grow. Once again, all the while me really trying to keep it simple within these 24 concepts, a simple explanation of what they are, why they're helpful, and then questions for people to explore or related to each of those 24 concepts. And as I was creating that, there was just some things that, you know, were a little off. I thought, you know, there's more to this. There's more, you know, there's more meat that's here, or there's something that really is essential or vital about all of this stuff. And let me just pause for a second and say that these 24 concepts really, like I said, are the things that I work on with people in the therapy room day in and day out. And if they abide by these things, if they follow these things, like, you know, as well as they can, you know, having self-compassion that people are not perfect, you know, but really, really trying and working on these principles, these 24 concepts, if they really follow that, there are very few people that I can't even think of anyone off the top of my head over all the years I've done this, but there, let's just say there's a handful of people. Very few people do not, very few people will abide by this and then still struggle with this. Meaning these are the things that you can almost pretty accurately predict will create the transformation, where one that struggled with problematic sexual behavior, sexual addiction, out of control sexual behavior will now no longer struggle with those things. You know, if they abide by these 24 things. And I'm a pretty, as you know, from the this podcast, I'm a pretty religious person. I would say very entrenched in spirituality, you know, my own practice of my religion. And I just felt like there were some things that I needed to add. And as I started to think about this, I you know, thought about things that are kind of touch points for me, really, really meaningful things to me. And I thought of this, I thought of being outdoors. And you all know I like running. And if you go on a trail run, usually you're not just going to get on one path and stay on that path the whole time. There's going to be, you know, different ways, different paths that you can go on. And I started to think about all of this stuff and this, these 24 concepts. And I started to think, these are really the ways to go through this journey of transformation for someone, you know, similar to what are the ways, what are the paths that I take as I'm on a beautiful trail run, you know, what are all the different waypoints, trailheads, what are all these different ways? And so I started to think about and create this philosophy for this workbook that is built off of that concept. You know, this is the way to transform, this is the way to recover, this is a way to healthy sexuality for someone throughout their life. Not just this is the way to do this and then change and then go back, but go back to how I was before. But this is really the way to live in healthy sexuality. And so I went back through and I wrote each of these 24 different concepts. I deleted the whole concept idea and I started to write about the most simplistic, but it's pretty in depth. I tried to make it simple, but you know, deep in meaning. These 24 ways to live and to transform and to become this healthy sexual being for someone that struggles with sexual addiction or out of control sexual behavior. So I have 24 ways for people to follow. And if they follow these, you know, you could almost put money on it that there's a really, really good chance that they are going to transform. And I say transform because it's not just change. Change is, you know, I'm changing this behavior. I'm no longer doing this thing, and I'm doing these other doing this other thing instead. Or I just discontinued this thing. You know, I just discontinue looking at pornography, going to massage parlors, having affairs. Really, this thing, you know, overcoming, working through, being in recovery, whatever you call it, of problematic sexual behavior is not a change. It's a transformation. It's a journey. It's a way. It's a way of life. And so I developed this workbook built off of these 24 ways. And I'm really excited about it. I'm going to get emotional as I talk about this. I was talking to my dad about this, and I have a family member that that is an alcoholic, and I was talking to my dad about this workbook that I created, and my dad and I have a really close relationship, and my dad, I'll just say my dad is very, very strong. My dad's strong, and he's a fighter, and he's a warrior, and he stands up for true and righteous principles no matter what. And I was talking to him about this, and he said, you know, these people that are dealing with this are true warriors. He's like, you gotta put that in this workbook. You've got to put this in this curriculum that you created. They are true warriors. And so I changed the name of this whole program. So this is the True Warrior Program, and there are 24 ways to transform and to become this new person that does not have problematic sexual behavior in their life. So I thought, I want to make this accessible to literally everyone. I want to make this accessible to someone that's struggling to find a job or struggling to make ends meet, and somebody that lives on the mansion on top of the hill. And I thought, what can most people afford? And so I live in Utah, and for those that are familiar with Utah, you'll know that Utah is kind of famous for soda shops. So there's a couple big name soda shops. Some of you may know that are not from Utah may know that Utah's famous for like the cookies. You know, we have these different cookie businesses. One of them is a very, very big name cookie business. I actually just found out, my son had told me that he's like, hey dad, did you know they actually sell such and such brand of cookies in Wrigley? He's a big baseball guy. He's like, at Wrigley, they sell this. You know, they sell, I think he was like, it's my friend's dad. He sells these cookies at Wrigley. And I was like, oh, no way, that's awesome. Anyways, so Utah is also really known for soda. I think I've mentioned this on here, and I don't say this lightly. Like, I truly have a problem with soda. Like, if there is soda in the room, if there is soda somewhere, I will see the cup. It will be on my mind. It will torment me, haunt me. I was just at a baseball game yesterday, and I knew exactly where all the soda was. Anyways, so I thought, I'm going to make it as cheap as a soda. I'm going to make it as easy to buy as a soda. Most people do not think, oh, do I have enough money to afford to buy a soda? So I thought, I'll make it as cheap as a soda. So anyone that's like, you know what, maybe that would help me. Maybe that would help my spouse. Maybe that would help my son or my daughter or my grandson or my granddaughter or somebody that I really care about. I'm going to get that just as easily as I can pick up a soda at one of these famous soda shops in Utah. And if you don't have them, it's like probably just about the same price as just going and buying a soda at a gas station. But just an aside, the sodas at these soda shops we have in Utah are far, far better than the sodas you get at a gas station. Anyways, side note. So I want to make it as easy to get as a soda is. So If you want to find this workbook, so it's $3.97. It's $3.97. If you want to buy this, you can go to Covenant Therapy. I know this is a shameless plug, but it's inexpensive. It's like pennies. You can go to Covenant Therapy on Instagram. In our story, there's a link. There's also, you can click on Covenant Therapy and there's a link to our website. And there's also a link to, this workbook. You can go to our website as well, covenantsextherapy.com. And I actually had to pull this up so I can make sure I navigate you the correct way at covenantsextherapy.com. If you go to more, you just hover over more, go down to shop, you click on shop and you'll see the workbook right there. For those that are having a difficult time finding that, you can also just email me. My email is just my first name, anthony@covenantsextherapy.com. I'm happy to share a link with you. Anyways, I'm really excited about this. It's as cheap as a soda and it will transform lives. I can tell you, you can count on that. If you abide by these 24 ways, all of you true warriors that are out there, if you can abide by these 24 ways, it will transform your life. Thank you.